you could still hold the microphone. Now we just have conversation.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
Usually I'll ask you questions and you can ask me also questions if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, where did you live before? I mean, where do you live now in London?
I don't actually live in London. I live just outside London in Cheshunt, which is in Hertfordshire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the work is near home, or?
Yes, the place where I work is in Cheshunt also, yes.
What did you do before this? Did you work before?
I have been a student. Yeah, I did a degree in politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I did work for an insurance company for a while, but prior to just recently starting work, I was out of work for a time, before I've just started work.
Mm-hmm. How was the studies in university?
Pardon?
How was the studies?
I found it quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We did specialised in economics and public administration. We did comparative politics and political philosophy and political sociology and that type of area, urban politics, them sorts of subjects. Yeah.
And did you want to find a job related to your studies, or you didn't mind doing something else afterwards?
Well, I hadn't really set anything that I was certain of, but I would like to work in some field of administration. I would ultimately like to get into some form of administration or management of some kind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That type of area interests me. Yeah. As far as actually going into politics is concerned, that would be, although I'm interested in it, would be quite hard as I have problems with my speech. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite important.
Mm-hmm. And in the present job, you don't find the speech.
It isn't too much of a problem. Sometimes I stammer with the people I work with, but sometimes I'm okay. Mm-hmm. It depends, really. I find that I've vary from time to time quite a lot, depending on circumstances, and how I react to stress has quite an effect on my speech also.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have sort of good periods and
mm-hmm.
bad periods in
yeah.
speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what are your habits? What do you like to do except working?
I quite like apart from current affairs, I like host sports, especially cricket, tennis and snooker. They're my three favourite sports.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger I used to like football, but I've gone off of that just recently for various reasons.
Yeah. And do you have parents still
yes.
working?
My father retired last year. He used to be a supervisor with the Eastern Castles. He just took early retirement now. He's 63. My mother's 58.
And she's working?
No, she has worked, but she was a couple of she had her trouble with her a bit of trouble with her herbs, so she had to give up working.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And have you got brothers, sisters?
I've got an elder sister, yeah.
Mm. So you're the youngest?
Yeah, I'm the youngest in my family. Yeah.
And did you know people from your family who used to stutter?
I got an uncle who stammered a little bit when he was younger, but that seems to have cleared up. He's about 66. He's okay now. He doesn't seem to stammer at all. But apparently, when he was younger, he stammered a little bit. Yeah.
And how does he have any explanation for the improvement in his speech?
I don't know really. I don't think so. I think it was. He's possibly become, as he's got older, he's become less self-conscious. But apart from that, I don't think he's got any specific observation to the reason why it seems to have cleared up.
You think with you it can happen the same way?
I don't know really, I'm quite a sensitive type of person. I think I could, my speech can improve. I don't know about completely clearing up. I think there's a chance that it could improve as I get older. I'm not sure whether I'm too optimistic of it completely clearing up.